in that year then, when he went down, he enlisted in the Army December 3rd, 1942, and he ends up in Fort Chaffee, Arkansas.
Right.
Then, of course, he played ball and he moved on to Camp Gruber, which is 60 miles just southeast of Tulsa. And I believe, isn't that where he met his future bride?
Yes, there was a dance that was here in Tulsa somewhere, and a good friend of my dad who had played ball with him said, let's go to the dance. I know a couple of girls. So they went up there, and he met my mother. The relationship developed, but he did not want to get married before he came back from the war, obviously because he didn't know if he would be back.
Yeah. I suppose your mother could have cared less about baseball at that point.
Right.
Then he ships out to France with the 276th Combat Engineers Battalion. We want to talk about his war record because it's quite amazing. He fought in the Hürtgen Forest, the Battle of the Bulge. Tell us about what he did in the war.
The Battle of the Bulge was a surprise attack by the Germans to a rear area of the U.S. Army. And I think Dad's battalion was bivouacked trying to get some rest when that attack came. He sustained an injury during that battle. I remember him telling me that it was a brutal cold winter when that attack came and that, you know, basically war is hell. He really didn't get into specifics of his fighting, but the history of where he was and what took place. He was in the middle of a whole bunch of stuff.
He fought on the front lines for 30 days straight.
Yes.
And that was kind of unusual for soldiers to have to do that for
right.
that length of time. He earned a Bronze Star, a Purple Heart, and a Battlefield Commission. He was promoted from Staff Sergeant to Second Lieutenant.
Right. Battlefield Commission, which I don't think anybody else in baseball ever had happen.
Well, he was one of the most decorated major leaguers of the war.
Right.
But then I think bullets grazed him in the stomach, in the back of his neck.
Right.
He became a second lieutenant and caused him to remain in the Army a little longer than if he'd remained a buck private.
Right.
Then he got out on his birthday, April 23rd, 1945.
One of the things that he told me about that was he was not wanting to go to the Pacific, and that battlefield commission probably kept him where he was.
Did he comment that the war experience was actually good for him?
Yes. Well, a lot of people constantly used to ask him, how many wins do you think you'd have had if you hadn't spent 3.5 years in the service? His rebuttal to that always was, it molded me. I went away as a young man. I came back as a man. And if I don't do well on the mound, nobody's going to shoot at me.
Mm-hmm.
Which puts life in perspective.
It does.